You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
So, beer number one, is it going to be that one? I think it should be that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Wolf Blonde by the Newcastle Brewing Limited, guys. Hiya.
Yeah, hi Leo, and yeah, your dad, I forgot what your dad's name is.
I'm sure it's Mike.
Yeah. These are really good guys. They're doing a really nice brewery, and one of the reasons I got this one, because I went around and bought some beers from them, but they've got a thing on at the moment. They're hopefully soon going to, in the next months or so, but is Arch 2, so go on Twitter. It's something like at Arch 2.
Arch 2 at Usburn in Newcastle. In case.
Yeah, it's going to be on in Arch 2. It's going to be basically in an arch. There's a bit of a fad now.
Arch of a bridge. Basically, not just, they've built an arch and gone, let's put a bar underneath.
But this is going to be great. We're going to be able to do like an entire night out on breweries in arches. Because we can go to Split Chimp. We can go to Box Social's tap room. We can then go to the Bridge Tavern.
Yeah.
We can then go to Time Bar.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to get to Arch 2.
Yeah.
We're going to have a night out
all
drinking
bridges.
Under bridges.
That's...
You know
really
that?
Good.
I was just...
And
nipped.
Then we could finish up. Oh, with
in a park.
Dirty bottle of vodka in a brown bag.
No, we could finish off in a park in Wylam Brewery.
Even better.
I think my plan is
better
than
yours.
Mine was
just like, let's tramp it out for the night.
So this we actually drank in our... special was that I'm sure it was that the one we had in the bar as they were trialling it.
In the brewery.
Yeah, in the brewery. It was like a new one back when we did the Newcastle Brewing Limited
sure
special.
It was
basically, I think that was season one.
Yeah.
We've done another brewing special like that.
We've done a brew dog, but we didn't go to brew dog.
Yeah,
brewing.
No.
So it's a 500ml bottle and it's 3.6%. Always nice beer from these guys.
One of their sort of things
it's
that
honest.
They say, it's honest, well they don't say it's honest beer, but what they say is it's not beer, it's, they're not wanting to make like the hoppiest beer, they're not wanting to do that, they're wanting to be just part of the conversation, I think is what they say on the website. So they're wanting to make good, honest beer. Yeah, are you cleaning the glass from the show before? The show before that was a YouTube video about us and our history of beer. Part one is on for everybody to listen to
on YouTube
and then people are backing us on the Indiegogo site can get to see the full length of us once we get into craft and our of how the podcast was formed and everything
and a little bit behind us.
I'm trying not to drink that in any manner so I can then taste it properly.
So I've poured mine really badly as you can tell because it's got a really big head. It's very light
Well no, the people on the podcast can't see that.
Just the people.
I've done exactly the same, so
I wonder if it's just a bit lively.
Possibly. They're a very small brewery. I said we
in an old school.
Old school before they moved to their new brewery.
Which is proper rebel, isn't it? Let's brew beer in a school.
In an old school. No, well, no, it would be a rebel if it was still a school.
Fine. You don't really need to fizz it up anymore.
No.
I've just fizzed it up and my head's doubled.
So I'm getting like a very grapefruity sort of
citrusy
taste to it.
Smell.
I'm mixing up my tastes and smells.
It is incredibly light. There's not a lot of...
The thing is, it's only...
3.6%.
So for the flavour of it, of that amount, low amount of beer, there's a load of flavour going on there. But it's not like one of, sometimes you get with the low percentage ones where they've highly hopped it, but they haven't got
the right mouthfeel.
The
finish that pizzazz.
This is a very clean drink.
This is
the sort of drink that I would... A very one that would pair with lots of good foods... Because you could drink a lot of it while you're having your food. Because I'm not convinced about wine and food at all. Because if I'm having a meal, I want a lot of liquid.
Yeah.
So it means you've either got to have wine and then some liquid with it. So you've got to either go for a Coke that's then too thingy. But a beer is so much of a better thing. And yeah, I think I reckon this with a good steak.
Yeah.
Would just be, and it's got a lovely crispness to it, a little tiny slight sourness, I think. But not overly. It's not a one that I would warn somebody about, like a sour. It's nothing like that. But it's just slight tang to it. I've got cat ears on me.
The bubbles are quite large in it, actually.
You're not comparing the...
No, because normally you look at it and they're very large bubbles for a beer. Normally they're very tightly condensed. Mm. If your water had cholera, I'd replace this with the water. This is really...
This beer is like really nice, and your thing is if water had cholera, if water had cholera, I might drink the fucking John Smith's.
Oh, I wouldn't.
You know,
that's
such a bad review. Oh, if water had cholera, I've just done a beer crime. You've turned around and said if water had cholera, so if water was going to kill you, you would drink that.
Yeah,
and you're trying to say that's a fucking compliment.
Well, yeah, because I'd drink it every day.
Well, I'd drink it every day.
I wouldn't bother distilling and fixing the water. I'd just be like, right, that's available. I'll drink it.
You're just trying to dig yourself out of a hole.
It's good.
No.
I'd drink it instead of water now if it wasn't going to be. Adam, you've got a problem. You've come to work and all you've done is drink beer.
You haven't, because it's only 3%. It is practically water.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's practically water, but you can't drink it like water in everyday society. You get shot. You'd lose your job. But if you have the excuse, my water's got cholera, they'd be like, oh, well, it's perfectly fine.
I understand where you're coming from, but I would still claim that was an insult to the brewery.
Put cholera in your water, and then you can drink this legitimately.
Right, is that your top tip?
Yeah.
Or you could just...
Infect
sort of like,
your water.
You could just mang up your water line, or you could just not... Like, you have to be society. You could just ignore society and be a proper rebel.
Yeah, but it doesn't work when you're at work. If you've got to hold down a proper job.
Have you sold out because you're not an alcoholic?
Well, maybe.
No, it's a very nice... Unfortunately, we don't have...
Them bubbles are getting bigger. You know, normally the bubbles disappear.
He's obsessed with the bubbles. It's absolutely obsessed with them.
That's because you've given me four bloody beers beforehand. Well, three, because John Smith doesn't count. Yeah.
It's really good. For the podcast people, this is getting... I've said this is getting filmed.
Not to the podcast people. We've told this to...
So the podcast people, this is getting filmed. If you've donated to Indiegogo, you can... basically watch what's happening if you want. So we're out our normal studio, so we don't have the board to number it, so I'm not going to bother numbering them this week.
Nah, I think that's a safe bet.
So, because I can't see it against others. But if it would be coming quite high up.
Yeah.
You know, it would be coming up,
I'd say somewhere on the 60 scale.
Yeah, so very nice. You will have to go on their Facebook to find out where to get it from, because it tends to be marked and stuff like that.
Tyneside Market.
Yeah, quite often.
Tynemouth Market.
Quite often. I haven't been for quite a while. I ended up getting these. There was like a food festival. Uh-huh. I think you had to pay in, but we just sort of like wandered in, me and my family. By the back door. So I think technically we went in illegally.
But
rebels.
You bought stuff.
But yeah, so of course I was going to buy it.
There we go.
What was annoying is I was hungover the next day, because it was after we'd been out.
Oh dear.
And it was a food festival, it was more like a brewery festival, there was just beer after beer after beer.
I
couldn't stomach it. I wanted to go with these guys, because
I've seen them at Blythe, when they've had their food. And
yeah, so go on the website, go on their Twitter and stuff like that, and on the Facebook, and you'll find out where they're at. Or you can contact them directly and go down to the brewery, mm-hmm. And buy them directly from that.
And hopefully Arch 2.
Once Arch 2 opens, it should be in a month or two's time, you'll be able to get it there. They'll have it on tap there as well. And we'll probably frequenting a couple of times.
Yeah. And remember, every time you buy a bottle, you get a piece of artwork.
Oh, yeah, because the artwork on it is absolutely fantastic. It's by some local artist.
That's related to them.
Called Jim Edwards. And, yeah, he's a proper bona fide nice artist.
Yeah,
I'd have a picture if I could afford it. But
he can paint and stuff, whereas we can't. It'd be better than us going. Oh,
yes. So we need to.
Do we have to pair it with food?
Yes. We have to pair it with food. Every time we have a food pairing.
All the food is terrible.
So this week we're going to pair this with salt.
Salt.
With salt. Can you just put your hand out so I can actually.
Oh dear. Are you going to take some of that salt? No. What? Oh. How much salt have you given me?
Right. So does this go with salt?
No.
No. It doesn't go with salt. That's a former shark man. Top tip that Wolf Blonde does not go with just salt.
Just salt.
Yes.
Like salt on its own.
Well, yeah, because it could be like salty crisps. I might go with that. I don't know. Maybe. But it doesn't go with just salt. No. Anyway, we'll get back to you after we finish this beer. Are you just going to... Is that your... Bye, a cough.
Well, I was going to say bye, but I was like, there's a sneeze coming.
Well, we'll say bye now.
Well, that's going to be ruined in the cut.
Well, it's not because I'm not going to cut that out because I'm lazy. Did you not realise I'm so lazy I cut nothing out? So say bye again.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Beer number two. Doo-doo-doo. So I got this one from... Pip Stop?
It
wasn't Pip Stop, it was Glug.
Glug.
It was Glug. I went to two bottle shops in a day.
You pisshead. It's £3.95.
And I bought it purely because of the bottle.
It is 330ml bottle, it's 4.7% volume. It's not English.
Yeah, I think it's some sort of alt, I think.
Right, it says it is a Dusseldorf alt stat. And it's by Alt Beer.
Is that a woman or a man blindfolded?
I was trying to read that one. It's all in. It's basically. It's German.
Yeah.
In a really interesting bottle.
In an interesting bottle, so I bought it.
A crackers flip lid.
Oh, that sounded good. It probably clipped the microphones and like everything went mad.
And everybody's gone, ah, my ears!
My ears, but that sounded good. Mm-hmm. So it's got the pop lid, but it's got a very long stem.
Yeah. They have obviously had that bottle made just for them. That's not a standard bottle. That's an expensive bottle. It's got their thing in the side as well, so that's a really expensive process because it isn't just a normal bottle. It... With their stuff on.
Not much smell wise going on, but then it's gonna be low on the scale, isn't it? It's an alt, so it's not.
I don't know, there's a like a
it's like maltiness but
yeasty malty kind of flavour smell coming through. See, I'm doing that mix up thing as well.
There's not a lot there flavour wise. It's
a bit of caramel, very light. There's it's toasted, and there's a bit of hop.
Yeah, it's the bottle makes it look nicer than I think it's one of those things. Is the bottle just looks fantastic?
Yeah, the bottle is.
And that then makes you think it's going to be something that little bit special. We've certainly had sort of alt and box and, you know, your lager-y styles and, well, your lower ends, that range. We've certainly had a lot nicer examples of it. This is good. Would I pay £3? I only paid £4 for it.
£4 for that.
Would I pay £4 for it again? Would I shite?
I prefer the beer beforehand. Massively.
Yeah. Oh, I think there's world's difference.
This is nice. If somebody gave this to me and was like, here's a beer, I'd be like, well, fine, it's drinkable. This has not got anything unique, anything going for it.
No, the Wolf Blonde is actually really...
Was cholera, I'd drink it because I was forced to, not because...
So you're not going to implant cholera into your water supply for this beer?
No. So, I mean, there's another formal shark.
Plus, you get a little bit more wanker because this is 4.7, so it's like an entire percentage up.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you go drinking beer, it doesn't really matter that much.
Well, it does. The good thing about that Wolf Blonde going back to that one is you could have a drink.
Do you mean you could have 8 glasses of that? So you'd fill your, you need 8 glasses of water. If you're replacing that with water, you could have 8 glasses of that and be healthy. Whereas you could only have 7 of this.
No, but for things like going around somebody's house when you're having a drive, you can have that and be quite comfortable. And
yeah.
be an entire drink.
Yeah.
Where, when you, the further up the scale, you're getting more to where, you know, yeah. You shouldn't drink drive at all. But if you're going to, go for Wolf Blonde.
Yeah, no, Wolf Blonde's what...
You're going to be well within the legal limit.
That legal limit is probably aimed at the likes of Wolf Blonde and that style.
So where do you think this would be going on the scale? Do you think this would be...
50...
Yeah, I think in that sort of range. It's all right.
Mid-50s.
We're enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's a nice pint, but you're paying a lot more because it's imported, and with the imported stuff... There's often been much better.
I mean, it might taste completely different if you have it fresh. It could just be because it's bottled and it's come so far. And the bottle's really awesome.
But the bottle is awesome. I am going to keep the bottle. This is going to be one of the ones that I keep the bottle just for water.
Yeah.
Because I think on a table.
Got a problem.
On a table, it looks a business.
People are like, oh, your water's got cholera, you're drinking beer, and you actually, ha-ha, it's just water.
Without cholera, because I don't really have cholera in my water.
Yeah.
So what we're going to pair this with is...
That looks like chicken feces.
I think this is lamb stock cube.
It looks like lamb poo.
So I think the technical way to drink this...
Oh, how you poking my finger at it and it's still
right.
Not
how you drink this is
it's not,
you put your finger in, you get a bit on, smear it. Oh, that does look like you know what occasionally the paper goes through.
No, I don't think of my bum.
Give me your bum, but surely you wipe your ass and the papers give away.
No.
Alright, I was just got really bad paper.
Oh, you're just really rigorous, and that's horrible.
That's lamb, that's nice. That's
it's just far too.
That tastes just like condensed lamb.
Condensed lamb. Can you get condensed lamb?
Yes! There! That's condensed lamb! You know how you get condensed milk?
Yeah,
this is condensed lamb.
Liquid. Lamb's not liquid.
What it is!
It's in a lamb to condense it.
Well, it's lamb flavour.
Why is it not frolicking in the field?
It's lamb flavour.
Oh, no, it looks proper like poo.
No, it doesn't. It's nice that. I could eat that all day.
It looks like...
Apart
right,
from
the
very salty.
That looks exactly like what happened in the toilet this morning after a couple of beers.
I suspect this might go with actual lamb, but with lamb...
Stock cube.
Ooh, I forgot.
Stock
thing.
Yeah. Well done.
For people of the podcast that didn't see that, that was our light... breaking as I'd reclined the seat. If you'd like to go and see the seat, go give to our Indiegogo site and then you'll get to the special backroom stuff.
Yeah,
or you could just watch the Indiegogo
the
video.
Special backroom stuff, is that like what you get in a video shop?
I was just like trying to sell.
Look at your special background.
What was really
stuff.
Bad is I'm trying to sell them to go to the Indiegogo to then buy it, but they could just go to the Indiegogo to see the actual seat because our Indiegogo campaign
has pictures of the seats,
yes.
But it doesn't see you ruining an expensive light.
Yeah, so now you can see us ruining the producer's cameraman, whatever his name is, light, and him now looking very unimpressed.
He looks a little bit annoyed.
He's got to put up with us for an entire week. It's going to be great on our movie. So we'll get back to you in a...
Like 2 seconds.
In 2 seconds for you. Beer number 3.
Don't offend the people that can see it.
The people that paid money I've just stuck my fingers up to. Anyway.
Should have done something that people can only hear and we could have cropped that out of the video.
Yeah. So... We are having...
That label's been put on really badly.
Yeah, so this is Cloudwater's now moved to... I think they've moved to cans only. A load of breweries seem to be doing this year. I know Anarchy's about to do it where they're just can only. Some of it. So this is Cloudwater DIPA V12.
Uh-huh.
It is now... Do you want to do the normal stuff?
Well, you're nearly there. You just need to read that
one
there.
It is 9%, and it is in a big bastard can.
A big bastard can. It's a 440ml can, because it's the same as John Smith's.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was in bottles, it probably would have been a 330ml bottle. So it's a bigger can.
Yeah.
Or it would have been a 500ml bottle. So it's a smaller can.
Yeah.
So have we been shafted? This is the question.
Well, no, because it was always in the littler ones.
So basically, we're getting more.
But I don't know how much more the price has gone up. So, because
has the price gone up?
I don't know, because I can never remember how much I paid for it.
Probably cheaper. So we might be getting more beer for our money.
Yeah, I don't know. People that know about this stuff, tweet us in at Formal Sir.
Yeah, we're interested. It is the Cloudwater Special Edition.
So if you didn't realise by now, they have different iterations. We had V3 a long time ago, very early on in it.
Many moons ago.
We've had quite a few, not on the podcast, but we've had quite most of the iterations. There was two of them we didn't have, I think, since then.
Yes.
I think it was like 6 and 7 we didn't have. Or was it 3?
I think we've missed, like, the odd one.
No, since then we've always managed to pick it up. We made a decision that we went, oh, well, we're not going to try and get them because it was just too much hassle. And then every time since then we've managed
to. Because we didn't get 4 and 5, but I think we tried.
We got 6 and 7 because I got that from
6 and 7.
And then from there we've just managed to get them.
And then.
Yeah, we've just managed to get them. Trust us, yeah.
Haven't we?
Yeah. Well, we're just managing to get them
managing
each time.
To get them.
They're quite exclusive. They seem to be a limited run, so they're doing the different iterations. I'm not 100% convinced that it's now them trying to test it out. I think they've caught on to a very good marketing technique, because in the craft...
I like that technique.
Because in the craft beer world, there's a lot of people that will go after this now. It's a very good DIP. All the DIPAs they've done have been very good, very fruity and good examples of it. And people tend to go very.
And there's a lot of people that like to put the word IPA on things to try and get people to buy it.
Yeah, but this is an example where it's just the.
No, this is just trying.
The change is slight differences, but like I said, it's a weird one because I really like the beer, but I'm getting a bit annoyed that I just can't get a hold of one of their DIPAs easily.
Well, the thing is, what do they now change?
They just change little things like the yeast and the hops and the. Time it
because
might be in
the
and stuff
the
like
version
that.
Number could probably change because they've got a different just to do with the hops.
But then,
get
yeah, if you imagine all the things that change, you could just slightly change a pH in a beer.
Yeah,
and that the cameraman is subtly trying to turn on a camera something
saying
that's flash,
and just not doing it very well.
Yeah. So yeah, I think they're just changing little things. It's quite a good thing if you're trying to go at this absolute perfection. But I just like their beers, and it'd be really nice just to be able to get them without having to like fanny on with limited runs and things. So a very tropical fruit, mangoes, passion fruit.
It's that smell you get from a DIPA.
Yeah, a very good.
It smells good. It tastes
not as good as the other V's I've had, but then I think this is a lot later in the run, so. One of the things it says on it is drink fresh.
And it's not necessarily fresh
because it came out months ago and the place I managed to get from seems to have got a lot later than everybody else. So.
But then the question is that the recipe or is it.
Well, it's like bottled down and stuff like that. Hops, as soon as you use hops. So something like a hoppy beer, you want to drink as quick as possible. As soon as it's ready, as soon as the craft's thingied out.
In that hop.
But your best flavours are in at that point, your hoppy, your fruity flavours. And from that moment it's a ticking time bomb of the quality going down and down and down and down and down.
Well, not the quality, it's the flavour.
Well yeah, that but yeah
because,
that's
because the underlying beer.
But yeah,
still
it's like your best 4 days on bloody crisps. You can have it well after that date and still enjoy your beef crisps, but they're just not quite as beefy.
Yeah.
It's that sort of thing. Where with something like a dark beer, it tends to be that you can age it and different flavour profiles come out. So you should drink that's why you don't age a beer that's a hoppy beer.
My palate's not as, I'm going to use the term refined here as yours, because I can't see much difference between this and previous DIPAs. There is a little. It doesn't taste as fresh. It doesn't. It's not quite as sharp.
I think there's a lot. It's very fruity. I mean, we are really.
They've got complex flavours going on.
We're really sort of like being beer twat here, because it's still... What did V3 come at?
73.
It's maybe half a point below that, or half a point... You know,
yeah.
It's hovering around that, but...
But we've also had V3 against... Was it V8?
We couldn't do that because of the time.
It had aged, but it still aged okay. It
yes.
Wasn't, it
was a lot more. There was a lot more. So when we've had our DIPAs that we've mellowed, or that we've had like a year later, they then almost go a lot more sometimes barley winey almost,
yeah,
in the sense that the hops goes, and then there's a complete different taste. Then in some ways would have been how it was back then, because you'd have heavily hopped it. It would have then went on a boat for shitloads, so that hop character by the time they'd got it in India wouldn't have had that. Now, okay, in India it's high percentage, but then there would have been high percentage then anyway, or not necessarily that high, but
the if you try one of these, and I'm not sure how it'll age in the can, but like the bottles, if you have one and you don't like it, if you've got the ability to age it, to store it somewhere, try it after.
It was a very different flavour, because it was different
very,
profile.
Very different.
I like fresh. I think the fresh stuff is just really good. So yeah, it's definitely. It's. I think I've been quite critical of this because we're comparing it to something.
I think
exactly
we're being critical
the
because they do. It's.
But it's a fantastic
version.
Beer. It's a really
good. Good recipe.
If you can get one of the V Rangers, just buy. If you can get one of them, buy one of them. If you can get a couple of them, buy a couple, because a lot of the places around here will only allow you to buy one. They'll just say that one per customer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bit that sort of annoys us, is it's like, okay, you've got something that's really special here. Now, it might be that it's because of process or something like that, they just can't upscale it to any more. And they can't make it fast enough. But it would be nice just for them to maybe stop the V's and just think you want. Or even just have one as a normal production one, and then keep the V's going. So it's like, right,
especially
I'm going to go and I'm going to get one of my Cloudwater DIPA, the DIPA, but then I'm also going to keep getting the iterations as well.
Yeah.
I really like it.
We pick these up, and you could say like V10, but not like V11, and you can never get V10 again. And
I don't think there's any. I think if you like one of them, you like all of them. It is.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
within a.
But it's one of those drinks
within such a spectrum.
Is very nice.
So we're going to pair this with no nonsense, just proper.
Did you say no nonce?
No nonsense.
Like as in no, there's no nonsense in this.
No nonsense, just proper. Black Country Pork Scratchings, as they should be. I got this.
Without
they've got an app!
Yeah, but the positive part.
There's something available on the App Store for this.
This?
Yeah, look, it's got the App Store logo.
What?
For Google.
Is this to report if there's a nonce in these pork scratchings?
Why? Why would I. A packet of pork scratchings need an app. It would bore you, but after this show, I am definitely going to try and download the Black Country Snacks.
I'm upset there wasn't enough hair on the pork. Oh, Jimmy Savile jumped out of it. I don't know.
Oh, you're killing us, stop it.
The quality pork scratchings.
So, it's like normal with the pork scratchings. A bit of salty lard with a hard crisp bit.
Possibly too heavily seasoned.
But, you can't get that. And it's not just me, I've not just drank that much. But that is the App Store logo of Android, isn't it?
Yeah. Black Country Snacks has an app for their pork scratchings. Without nonsense.
So it's generic pork scratching, really. Does it go well with it? It's beer and pork scratchings, of course it does.
Yeah. The thing is, it's not generic. It's good.
Yeah, it's good, but it's more good.
Like, they're not like the celery ones.
I'm too close to that, mate. Yeah, they were fucking awful, weren't they?
We once had some pork scratchings that were vegetarian friendly and were made out of celery.
Yeah. We only bought one pack. That was because we'd eaten the pub out of pork scratchings.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get back to you after this little ditty for the sum up. The sum up.
Three beers, three snacks.
Yeah. That's you did actually download the app, though, didn't you? On your phone.
It was interesting.
On the rating, where would you put it on our formal Shark rating of apps?
What does it go? Does it go up to 100?
Well, yes, that's the same rating.
Oh, a good 3, maybe even 5, because it actually works.
So, what would you rather do, John Smith or the app?
That's close. It's very close. I'm probably John Smith's because it provides at least something against, like, if you've got cholera, the app's not going to do anything.
Yeah, I think our top tip for any company out there is if your website says the information, don't have a bastard app for it.
Exactly.
Why? Why spend that money or make you...
I've probably made somebody really happy by downloading them. Yeah. Oh, we've got another download!
Yeah. It's probably some like app developer that's like a kid in his back bedroom going, oh, yeah!
The CEO's son. Oh, my son can make mobile apps.
My son does computers.
Yeah.
He's got one of them tablet things.
The majority of it looks like it's spelled correctly as well, so it's not like it's we've done it.
Yeah.
So, sum up.
Sum up, we've had three very different beers.
Incredibly different.
So we went from the Wolf Blonde, a lovely low percentage session beer. Definitely what you class as session beer.
Oh, you can have that as a session. You could replace your water with it.
You know, I think we could start in the morning. Just drink that all day and be probably okay by the night.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't drive, but
we'll be all right. We'll get to bed.
Yeah, well, I normally get to bed. I don't know how long you get on a night.
But... no, but it depends what you want. We then went for the very lovely bottled.
It's an impressive bottle.
Yeah, this says a lot about beer, doesn't it? The German beer that had a very nice bottle. And then we went for the other end of the scale, really. Of a 9% in a decent sized bottle of
a can. A bottle.
Yes. If we won that all day
we'd not get
would you
day.
Get to bed?
We'd not get all day. I'd have to go to bed halfway through.
Or you wouldn't get to bed because you'd end up like
I'd
sleeping
just be
in
like,
the
right,
sink.
Right, let's sleep under this bridge we've reached. And
yeah.
Then have a break and then 3 hours later wake up and continue. Yeah.
So that's it. If you want to drink a beer all day from morning till dusk, have Wolf Blonde.
No, it's got to be past dusk. Dusk's only when the sun goes down.
Well, it depends if it's the summer. So, okay, just from...
So, yeah, but even in the summer, we drink past the...
Right, when you wake up till about 12 o'clock all day.
At night, not in the afternoon, because that's not very long.
If you want to get... You want to do that, but not make it all day, then drink this one. Yeah. That's our top tip for alcoholism.
If you're drinking at work... Wolf Blonde, if you've got important meetings, the IPA V12, if you don't.
Yeah.
I think that's quite a...
So that's a
very adult sum up.
It's a good sum up. We've got two beers that represent of the alcohol scale.
Scale.
Very, very low. There's lower.
Yeah.
There's higher than this. But on the scale, they show the difference.
Yeah. Very contrasting.
Yeah, they're contrasts. Yeah. They're not just eggshell and peach.
Mm-hmm. So.
So.
You've been listening to us on the podcast. You've been watching us on the video.
Video.
If you're on the podcast and want to watch us.
Yeah. Donate to our Indiegogo. Go to our website, www.formalshark.co.uk. We are on Twitter, @formalshark. We're also on Facebook, /or/, whichever way it is. I can never remember. Or slash in the toilet. Formal Shark.
Are we in toilets now?
Well, no, but you slash in the toilet. You have a slash in the toilet.
I don't murder people in the toilet.
No, but you're going for a slash.
Oh, like a pee slash, not like a knife slash.
Well, yeah, so if you're having a bad, you say, I'm going for a Slash.
I'm going for a Jimmy Piss.
Yeah, you say, I'm going for a Jimmy Piss. But I say, I'm going for a Slash. Or I'm going for a piss. I'm going to bleed the
people
snake.
People might think you're a murderer, though. I'm going for a Slash. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, he's going to go stab somebody.
But then when I go into the toilet,
they'll be very disappointed.
They'll go, oh, no, he's just going for a piss.
Yeah.
So if you have any interesting local dialects for the word piss, at us at Formal Shark, email us at sharks@formalshark.uk or Facebook us /Formal Shark.
Yeah, and we'll feature it in some show. Maybe.
Well, tell everybody. If somebody's turned around to me, if anybody emails in and goes...
Well, you know, we call it, you know, putting up the pittle or something.
Putting up the pittle.
Yeah.
That's going to be Yorkshire, isn't it? Putting up the...
Going to fill mill up.
Going to fill the mill up.
Yeah, fill mill up.
Yeah, so...
Not if you're from stereotypical.
If you're from different parts of the country, or even if you're foreign and you have a good word for the word piss.
Well, they're not foreign from them.
But from us,
so
they are.
From us.
But if you have a good word...
With the internet's not really foreign to anybody.
Yeah,
so
I suppose.
If you're not from the United Kingdom.
Yeah, and you've got a good word for piss, email in.
And if you're not from the planet Earth, just happen to...
Zobba Zobba or something.
Yeah, you listen to us. God help you. Don't come and visit.
Yeah, but you've got a good name for alien piss, then... It'd be great. Formal Shark, and then say about alien life form.
Yeah.
We could be the ones that break the world.
NASA would be pissed off.
You know, them. Yeah.
We'd be like, some fucking podcast got an email from extraterrestrials.
Yes, for the word piss.
And we've been piping shite out in the sky.
Yeah, but I bet
years.
They've never asked them what the word piss is.
Yeah, maybe that's just the friendly side.
There's like, there's certain things in any culture. You know, farts are funny in any culture. Mr. Bean is funny in any culture.
Yeah.
So it could be the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
Will we?
Well,
we don't see anybody.
No, but it's just an expression like going for a piss.
Going for a piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, toodle pip.
Bye.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.